Welcome back to another episode of
In
In
the
the Meantime
meantime,
with Sierra and
Jessica.
I just want to say thank you all for listening and tuning in. Definitely much appreciated.
Yes.
So we are going to start off with doing a recap of last week's episode. Last week's episode was, of course, if you listened, Quarantine and Chill. If not,
Yup.
please go back and listen.
It's really good.
Yes. So what is something? Because I thought about it even more, right? I was like, okay, Quarantine and Chill. Man, it brought up a lot. Like, we have a
It
oh, sorry.
it really did.
Yeah, because I know, like, now it's Quarantine and Chill, and then air quotes, the generation before was Netflix and Chill. And
Right.
then air quotes, we just had, oh, we just gonna kick it and chill, you know?
Right.
Like, we just go through so many variations of just repetitive behaviors.
Right, I'm from the Netflix and chill era.
I think I was with the, we don't kick it, we just gonna hang
Oh.
out.
Oh. I see.
But yeah, so I really thought about it even more and talked about it some more with more people. And I just what I got out of it was really solidifying for me. I don't want to let people into my space,
Right.
which is a double-edged sword. Like, it's
Right.
good because I'm protecting myself and my space, but
Right.
at the same time, I'm not giving people the opportunity to get close to me. So it's definitely something that I need to work on, in a sense of being, I don't want to make myself more accessible because of who I am. Not everybody has ex access to me, and that's okay.
Right.
But I do need to just reach out more and just be comfortable with bringing people in and giving people the opportunity to get to know me.
Right.
But as far as like just quarantine and chill, no, you can't come in my space right now. There's a virus going on.
I completely get it. It's really a fine line. And of course, I think it's that's another reason why we mesh so well together, because we're on, my weak suit is your strong suit. Your weak suit is my, like, we've always said this, how much we balance each other out. And so I understand, I recognize for me that it's a thin line between those two as well. So I've in the past somewhat became obsessive on the other side, like, yeah, come into my space. Da, 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 da. Started out with filling a void, being lonely, but then it became, okay, this is who I am. I'm introverted, I'm quiet, but at the same time, I am an inviting person. And of course, I learn when it comes to boundaries, I learn a lot from you, because you definitely balance me out and kind of let me know when it's like, all right, let's not forget. And you guys, I'm so thankful for her. I just love her so much for
Oh, I
that.
love you too.
But in terms of quarantine and chill, now with me specifically, it hasn't been multiple people. It's really been one person, because that's just how I've always been. So that makes me feel a whole lot better. If it was different people, then no, I personally wouldn't be okay with
First
that.
of all, let's just let the people know. Jessica is the cut-off queen,
Period. Cut off queen slash
okay?
block queen with quickness.
Her no is a definite no.
Oh, praise God. I've really been working on that.
You have excelled.
What?
You've
See?
succeeded.
Okay, great.
You don't mess around. You're not, and it's such a nice no. But it's just straightforward. And people just be like, oh, Jessica, we're gonna do this. Would you like to come? And you're just like, oh, no, thank you. And that's
Oh, I hope that
it.
doesn't make me sound like a rude.
No, it's not rude. It's beautiful because a lot of people feel like when they say no and when they turn people down, that you have to end it with an excuse, with a reason.
Right.
And the beautiful thing about no is that's a full sentence. Like, it starts and stops.
It really
That's
does.
it. There's a beginning, middle, and end. No,
Right.
that's it. You don't owe anybody an explanation.
That's very
And
true.
so, like, for you, there's no way that there could be multiple people,
No, I
like,
can't.
'cause
I
you're
can't.
like, no, I
What did I, so a
don't.
quick recap, what did I mention last week? I had this heart thing, right? You know, it's something I'm working on. You know, the Bible tells us to guard our hearts, and that's where those boundaries come from. That is an area that I'm currently working on and at the same time progressing in. But yeah, it's this heart of mine. Like I said, I get attached. And so, but you know, hey, we're moving forward. We're moving
It's beautiful.
forward.
Your honesty is beautiful. Your vulnerability is beautiful. And just continue to grow in that and set up your own boundaries. I think it's just beautiful. Growth is amazing, you know?
It really
And the
is.
fact that you
So,
see it and you can name it, call it out, and you know exactly what you need to fix now.
That's true. That's true. That's true, because it was definitely something on my heart. And so, wonderful ladies and gentlemen, you know, if anything else, this brings about awareness to quarantine and chill as much as possible. You know, there are so many things going on in this world, and we're all high in emotion, been stuck in our homes, and then the recent events that have happened, which we'll get into a little later, it's has really brought us back down to our core, and we're like finding ourselves again and filling ourselves with distractions. And so we're all, no excuses for anything, but know your limits. Nothing wrong with connecting. Just know why you do what you do. Know what the purpose is in it. Like I said, for me, I found that it was good for me to get to know different people, and I learned to just enjoy the process and slow down. So it's been very helpful for me. Definitely a lot of good that comes out of it, but do not be ashamed of your quarantine and chill, especially if you are a fellow believer, because then you know that nothing will ever separate you from the love of God. Nothing at all. And you know, just be mindful, set those boundaries. I'm pretty sure it's a bunch of people that are better at boundaries than me.
But it's all just a learning opportunity.
It
It's
really
all
is.
just growth. Because I mean, I'm not going to say that I am perfect and I've never been quarantined and chill. Well, I haven't. But like, no, it just comes from really knowing yourself and loving yourself and loving spending that time with you, and you find your balance. You
That's true.
find the reason why you need to quarantine and chill, and then you just answer that for yourself and just realize that it's more than just you. There's a reason why you connect with the people that you connect with. There's a reason why, excuse me, there's a reason why there's something that we're looking for. And we just have to spend that time with us to figure out what that is.
Right, that's true.
'Cause I know with this quarantine, I've been spending a lot of mental time just trying to figure out what all of my qualities mean. Like, I know it's a part of the description. Now, what's the title? I guess that's what I've been trying to mentally figure out for myself. And this quarantine just leaves a lot of time for that for me.
It does.
And we all are spending this quarantine doing different things, learning more about ourselves. Because at the end of the day, if you're not learning more about yourself, it's time to self-reflect.
Oh, absolutely.
It's definitely time to self-reflect. So I definitely appreciate you being so vulnerable and just being open and honest about it, you know, because we all have our moments, but at least you know and you're aware. So you're not gonna get caught up in the same thing again, you know?
Definitely not doing things for no reason anymore. And you know, it's been a pretty good balance. You know, I have found a lot of time for myself, discovered myself in a lot of ways, so I'm very thankful. I'm a lot more aware of how I am being used spiritually. So just know this is an interesting time. We appear to be coming out of quarantine slowly but surely, probably more in other places, but
I don't know if we if we're coming out of quarantine. We're just swapping it out right now. We put quarantine on hold. We put COVID on hold for a
Basically,
minute.
we definitely put it on hold, and I'm going to be chilling whether it's quarantine or regular life and chill. Like that's fine. That's fine. Cause you know, I don't think I've mentioned this, but I just, you know, I enjoy getting to know people, and I do have a good sense of discernment. Very selective with the people I share my time with, for sure. So, you know, just always be mindful. Just always be mindful. And that was an interesting topic. I'm glad we talked about that. I'm glad we talked about that. Yes,
it was good to get. It's good to really get things out of your off your chest.
Conversation is key.
Yes.
I learned that too.
Yes. Very Conversation key. Is so important. And that brings me into current events for today.
Yes.
Conversations that should have been had years ago that have led up to everything that's happening today. And it's not just conversations. Of course, it's actions that were made and actions that were not made. That, you know, the things that we're dealing with. And I just want to, like, throw out there that we're not just protesting for George Floyd. He is one of many.
So many.
One of many. But, yeah. I know also last week we said what is something that we want to do for this time and just make sure that we're really proactive.
Right, absolutely.
And I definitely do want to be a part of the protest. Definitely have started some conversations on social media, which was really beautiful.
Right.
So beautiful, so beautiful. But I'll let you get started.
So I do, you know, I... like she mentioned, we talked about moving proactively when it comes to things like this. And after the police officers get charged, after the riots and the looting slow down and people's emotions aren't as high as they were, then what? Does it end right there? It does not end. It absolutely does not end. So there are ways that you can get involved if you feel like you're stuck in a place that you might not know. So one of the things, of course, I am a woman of God, Jesus Christ. Sierra, I know you are too.
Yes, yes, most definitely.
Do not underestimate the power of prayer. I was talking with you about this earlier. Do not underestimate the power of prayer.
Right.
Like taking time to ask God, first of all, acknowledging him. What is it that you want me to do? I don't know what to do. What can I do? What can I do? Or even if you might not be acknowledging him specifically, in your mind, you're thinking, what can I do? What can I do?
Right. Because God is in the midst of all of this. His hand is in it. It's only going to go as far as he allows it to.
Absolutely. And so you ask and you hear pray. What if that was all you heard? Now, for me, I got frustrated because I'm like, no, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be doing more. I need to do this. I need to do this. And it's not that I can't do those things, but my main objective is to pray and know your role. Your role might be pray. Do not allow other people to underestimate the power of your prayers. Not just praying, your prayers. If you know what you are supposed to be doing, stick to that. Don't let anyone tell you that what you're doing is too small or it's not big enough or it's not going to make an impact.
Yeah, I feel like that just goes with everything in life. Like that is a huge, that is a model that people should follow. Like, don't let people belittle what you've been called to do.
Exactly.
Because so prayer is huge.
Huge.
For me, especially, it's huge.
Right.
Like, prayer is just your relationship, your conversation with Christ. And for us to make sure that, especially right now, that we're acknowledging him. Mm-hmm. And I will bring up scripture, acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall direct your path.
Absolutely.
So you're wondering what to do. Take this time out to really pray. Like, mm-hmm. God, the stuff that's going on right now is too much for me. Mm-hmm. Like, it, when I'm first reading about it, it's like I just get drawn into like this deep, sad, anger, depressed state.
I've experienced that.
And the only way I can get out of it is to pray and is to have a conversation.
Right. But,
and that's one of the most powerful things that we can do. And then he'll let you know like what he wants you specifically to do.
That's true.
And we have to be accepting of that. Mm-hmm. And if all it is to pray, well, thank you. I got something to do.
Exactly. And you have to be content with that. That is definitely very, very important. Not always the easiest thing to accept, but it's very, very important. You know, we, especially if you grew up in the church like I did, you recognize that people bring a bunch of hype when it comes to, you know, being a pastor, for example, a pastor, a preacher, someone on stage, a big stage with a microphone. Many people think that is the way to make an impact. That is the way to be seen and really have true change. No, it's not always the pastor is the most important part. We operate as a body of Christ.
A body.
So true change is in those small, intimate settings. For example, just praying for someone specifically or praying collectively, it is a part of that that makes a change, because we wrestle not with flesh and blood. And that's exactly what this is. Spiritual warfare masking itself as flesh and blood through race. Mm-hmm. Exterior things.
Mm-hmm. Because we get distracted by the things that are going on around us. Mm. Right. And I like, to go back just a little bit, like, I feel like we have the opportunity to change the narrative of how we grew up, mm-hmm. and that mentality of church and what it means to be in church and how the pastor is just some grand person. And then the people in the pews aren't as important. Like, right. We have the opportunity to change that narrative and to say, like, this is a body. Mm-hmm. There are fingers, there are knees, there are toes, there's eyes, there's hair,
right?
Like, how many hairs, individual hairs? And it's all important.
Very important.
Every single piece is important. So if your role right now is to pray, you need to realize how important that is. If your role right now is to be an ear for someone, then you better listen all day long, because it's so important. Absolutely. It's very important.
That's very true. That's very true. Your spiritual connection, spiritual impact, it matters. Don't let somebody tell you it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So now that we got the spiritual stuff out of the way, on In the Meantime podcast, we believe that faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we've established our faith. We've also established your faith as the listener of the spiritual side on how you can make an impact. So now let's get down to the work. Let's get down to the practicalities of being proactive. So we're talking about like a small scale, for example. Mm-hmm. So if you know you've been blessed with the resources, then, you know, your sense of giving back might look in the form of buying a few groceries for someone who is in need, being present in someone's life, being present in your own life. You get blessed to be a blessing. If you know you have the resources, give back to a friend, family member, even a complete stranger.
Help and bail out some of these people that are getting arrested for peacefully protesting.
Exactly. The Bible says what you're doing to the least of these, you're doing it unto him. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the ways. Other practical ways that you have probably received some sort of notification of by now is, you know, you can sign petitions. There are different petitions. For example, one was to get the officers charged. That has been successful. So we've heard, you know, all four of the officers have been charged. Mm-hmm. You can also donate to various organizations. And the most simple way to do that is to Google, because I definitely spent some time Googling, and there were a lot of good organizations that you can donate to. Of course, a lot of them were, like you had mentioned earlier, bail bonds. So,
And we can post a couple of our favorites on our Instagram.
absolutely, we'll provide you with all of those resources. You guys, of course, know that there are still countless of Americans, especially Black Americans, who get locked away for doing nothing wrong. And so, with that being said, there's organizations that you can volunteer and help support those people who are fighting for their lives, fighting for their freedom, who didn't do nothing wrong. Whether it's fight for them when it comes to court, personally, there are organizations that deal with that.
And that's beautiful because, I mean, like I said, George Floyd is one of many,
Many,
one of many. Breonna
many.
Taylor, it's just so many. And it didn't just start in the 20th century. Like, this has been going on for years and years and years and years and years. It's just more visually seen.
Because of technology.
Right. That's it. That's it. You can't really hide anymore.
You
Like,
really can't.
everybody's got their camera out.
It's exposed. It's exposed for sure. And so, if anything, this definitely brings about a lot of awareness. But if none of those things you feel like is a practice step that you want to do, then understand that this is bigger than you and bigger than George Floyd. If anything, this brings awareness to the Black community as a whole of the issues that we really do face. So, this particular situation, it brought awareness to police brutality specifically, but if anything, this also opens our eyes to oppression as a whole, and oppression is occurring to this day, every day, everywhere, in some shape or form. What do I mean by that? So, what about mental health in the Black community? If you can't think of anything, if you don't feel like that's where you're called to focus in terms of justice and police brutality, that's fine. We struggle with mental health. We struggle with health care. Not only are they killing us physically, but we're getting our self-esteem killed. Let's talk about those things. It brings about awareness to the struggles of our color in every shape or form, just period. So there is something that you can do in one avenue or another. This is about helping the Black community in however way that looks. So when it comes to thinking what you can do, think outside of the box. Think outside of the box. It's not just limited to this. Let's think bigger picture. Long term. We mentioned that last week, long term. We're thinking long term steps.
Go volunteer somewhere, especially with our youth. Like, we really need to get more involved with our youth. If we really want to change the narrative of what it means to be Black in America, guess what? It definitely starts with how we're raising our children and how our village, like the village that we choose to bring our children up in. And just as a single parent, you're not in this alone. Like, you're not by yourself. You're not raising your children alone. I know it feels like that sometimes, but you're not. There's so many outside influences. As a parent, we do have to guide that. But it is at a time of relief because I'm like, okay, well, I know my kids are being positively influenced. So I don't have to worry so much about trying to raise them the right way all by myself. And so just we need to just come together, like maybe even doing like a single mom's club. I don't know if you saw that movie. That movie was really
That
cute. It was really
sounds
funny.
familiar.
We're gonna have to watch that.
A single mom's club.
But
That is a
yeah.
great idea.
It was just really nice because everybody, like I think it was like four or five women, and they came together. They were all different. They came together and they had the conversations of race and everything else to bring forth understanding. And that's what we really need right now. We need to have these conversations to bring forth understanding. But yeah, so they came together and they had like one one mom would watch all the kids while the other moms went out, and they would just rotate moms. And it gave the moms a chance to either like clean up or sleep or go out and have fun or go to a movie or go on a date or something. It just I just thought it was really cute. I really liked that movie. But yeah, like we just need to do more stuff like that and then just really get more involved with our youth. If you're going to volunteer, like once COVID, the COVID restrictions lighten up, then we can really get out, like, Big Brother, Big Sister program. But there needs to be more of us African Americans in those programs.
Just stepping up.
Right.
And like sticking to it.
Right. Our ancestors paved the road. Our ancestors made a way for us to be invited to the rooms. Now we need to show up. There should be absolutely nothing going on where we are not represented. There, I mean, I cannot say how many different like public speaking events or something that I've been to where I can count on one hand how many of us are there. Like, we need to start showing up. These issues are happening. I'm not going to say just because we're not there, but some of it is because we're not there. We're not showing up.
Absolutely.
That's why I really like, I am enjoying seeing people protest peacefully and seeing us out there because we're showing up. We are finally showing up. But now we need to show up everywhere else. We need to show up at the courtrooms. Like you said, you know, well, like I said, George Floyd is one of many. He's not the only one that died, had his life taken away.
Right.
We have the opportunity to show up in these courtrooms before they get their lives taken away.
Right.
We have the opportunity to show up at these schools before they get led astray.
Absolutely.
Before they go through this season of depression and suicidal thoughts.
Right. You can pull up on a meeting.
Yes. We just need to show up. Yeah. Everything. Oh, y'all having a housing meeting? Guess what? I'm about to be there. Right. Oh, y'all doing a We Feeding Tacoma meeting? I'm going to be there. Y'all having a We Cleaning Up the Park meeting? I'm going to be there.
You know, one of the things you saying that reminded me of that our church does specifically that I'm so grateful for. You hear all the time, if your child is in children's church, we recommend that parents go downstairs at least twice a month to get involved.
Twice
to
a
know
year.
What your child. Twice a year. Mm-hmm. Okay. To get involved and know what your child is up to. Showing up. Accountability.
Yes.
That's exactly what we're supposed to do.
Yes, because I am not dropping my children off anywhere if I don't believe in what is going on.
Right.
And in order for me to believe in it, I have to educate myself on it. Mm-hmm. Education is key, but I got to show up.
Exactly. You got to show up. You have to make it a priority.
Yes, I'm going to be there. There's no conversation about my daughter's volleyball team that I don't know about because I'm at the meeting.
Exactly.
we need to do that more. We need to come together more and just be there. Just show up. Ask your questions. If you don't understand and you feel like, for example, I went to a school board's meeting and some of the things that they were talking about, it just went straight over my head because I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Right.
And it made me feel bad because I live in this town.
Right.
And I have my kids go to the school and I have no idea what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not going to keep happening to me.
Right.
So I need to figure out what's going on. So that way when these conversations are happening, I can give my input.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Like, okay, they may use bigger words. Well, guess what? There's a dictionary on my phone. There's Google.
Right. When there's a will, there's a way. there is a way. So like we mentioned earlier, so outside of police brutality, if your passion is the youth, then guess what? That's where you need to be. That's where your change is going to be the most effective.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in alignment with what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. And we got to stop looking at other people. Like, other people are doing the things that they're passionate about. We need to find what we are personally passionate about and then go there. Like, yes, we can go and support, but my support does not mean me being at every single thing for you. And I'm not doing what I need to help me grow. And in order for me to help you grow, I have to grow. So we really have to be very intentional with that and just making sure we focus on doing what we need. And that's, like you said, that's how we're more effective, because if we're in the areas that we're truly passionate about, well, we're yeah, what we're truly passionate about, then it's just everything can really grow.
Right. I could not agree more. Well, that's what we have on that. We
Layers
want continue to keep your
that.
head up. Continue
Layers
to keep your head up. I really, really hope and pray that this was helpful to some of you, even just to one person, because, as we speak, these are things that you and I have talked about. So I really hope that these were helpful to you. So we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to get into our main topic,
Yay.
which is battling the
The
bad
bad
side
side
of
of
you.
you.
What does that look like? Stay tuned. Hello, hello, listeners. It is your host, Jess Michelle, and I am coming to you with sincere apologies. We have been having technical difficulties with our recording. So, unfortunately, our main topic that we were going to get into this episode, battling the bad side of you, will not be released. But we promise that we are coming back and we are going to discuss this topic at a later date soon. But for now, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and we will catch you next week.